It's interesting to look at how the gospel writers begin their respective works. How they start the story of Jesus and his ministry tells us what the authors thought was most important. John's gospel probably gives us the most well-known beginning to Jesus' ministry, the wedding at Cana. Jesus, at the request of his mother, turns water into wine and so saves a friend's wedding feast from disaster and even impresses the guest. From this beginning, we might conclude that the central driving force of John's gospel is love. Whether filial love or the love of friendship, it is love that pushes forward the narrative. Mark's gospel, which we just heard, begins quite differently. The first miraculous action of Jesus is an exorcism. Jesus says to the unclean spirit, "Be silent and get out." And so the spirit leaves. The crowds marvel at Jesus' words because they are unlike anything that they have heard before. Jesus speaks with authority, unlike the scribes, the teachers of religion. The distinction between the words of Jesus and the words of the religious teachers was not their content, nor was it the certainty with which they spoke. The distinction was in their effect. The words of Jesus were living words. They created change in the world. When Jesus said to the demon, "Get out," it left. That is the driving force of Mark's gospel. Jesus is a man of authority and power. What he speaks is not merely the truth, but it is active and forceful. When Jesus speaks, the world feels his words because his words always result in action. For Jesus, power and authority exist for service. They do not elevate us above others, but they strengthen us to be humble. They equip us to pour out our lives in service to ever more sizable numbers of people. As Christians, as those who have died and risen in the waters of baptism, we are called to have the same authority and power of Jesus. We are commissioned to pronounce living and active words just like he did, which is to say that we cannot be satisfied by paying lip service to God and our neighbor. We cannot be content by coming here every Sunday and going out the doors unchanged. At every Mass, we pray for all the needs of this planet and our communities. By the grace of God, we must turn those words into actions. We must make our prayers a reality. Pope Francis has said to us, "We pray for God to bring an end to hunger, and then we go out and we feed the poor." That is how prayer works. God has promised us that he will give us any good thing we ask of him if only we will turn to him in prayer and then set our hearts upon it. As a community, we have mastered the art of asking. We say beautiful words to the Father, and we present him our every need. Now it is time for us to embrace the power and authority that he gives us. It is time we set our hearts, our deepest desires, upon the great goods that we ask for and go out and achieve them. There are food, resources, and opportunities sufficient for every person on this planet. The poor and the marginalized just need us to be Christians. They need us to reach out to them, to speak the saving words of Christ, and then put those words into action.